Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The name of the show is The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wow. And wow, is this a fun show at the Goodman Theater. Lennon Izquierdo is here. Lennon, I would take a stab at describing this show, which is so much fun, but it's a tough one to describe, so I'm going to make you do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, first, thank you for having me on. The Brief and Wondrous Life of Oscar Wow, how can I describe that? Well, it's a book written by Juno Diaz, and our adaptation is a trip through the fantastical journey, a hero's journey, I should say, of a Dominican kid who grew up in New Jersey, goes to Rutgers, and then finds himself trying to stop a family curse that takes him to his homeland back in the Dominican Republic.
And you were telling me off the air that people have come from all over the country to see what is it about this show that has drawn people from all over? Well, it's the Goodman the Goodman Theater. I mean, that's part of it because people do come from all over just to see anything at the Goodman Theater. But there must be more to it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, well, it helps that it's a great novel that people adore. You know, I think that it's a Pulitzer Prize novel, so that helps get people in. But we had people come from Denver and Ohio, and I think what it is that it's a story that's very relevant for the time that we're in. I feel that Oscar is a kind of character that anybody can relate to, no matter what age you are. It's a story about family, drama, love, finding a way through difficult conflict while keeping your heart open. And I think that's a very relevant thing that we need in this time. And so I think that people are drawn to that, as well as the fact that they love the book.
Yeah, and it's not a political show. Now, parts of this show are belly laugh funny. And you and the other actors around you on stage, especially the actor who plays your roommate, boy, your comedy chops are so, so on target. Do you find that the laughs are just a little different from night to night? And that is the fun, and you'll have to tell me how that works, of playing live audience.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the gift. That's the gift of having an audience there and having as many people in the crowd as possible, is that there are things that people catch on to every night that's a little bit different, and it keeps it alive for us. Whether it be the moment where we're sitting in the cafeteria and people are just laughing at the argument that's happening on stage while Oscar's eating a meatloaf, or you and you're his roommate trying to teach him how to dance before a Halloween party. There are moments that people catch on to and they absolutely adore, and you see them laughing, and it's a blessing to be able to give people that, which is sort of an interesting thing, because one moment they're laughing and then the next they're crying.
Now, that's the other thing about the comedy in this. For example, eating that sandwich you talk about, you have these expressions as you're doing it. And it's a small enough theater, the Owen Theater at the Goodman Theater, where people are able to see those expressions no matter where you're sitting in the theater.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the beauty of the Owen, is that this is a play where we're inviting you into Oscar's world, and to really, you know, sell that, we wanted to make sure that the space was as inviting and intimate as possible. The Owen does a wonderful job about doing that, letting you come in and really feeling like you're a part of the story rather than you're separate from it.
Now, the sweetest moment for me wasn't in the show. It was after the show. I went on opening night, and I'm walking out of the theater with my wife, and we're just walking out, and I almost bump into you, actually. And I was about to say hello, and a woman jumps in front of me, chats with you for like 2 seconds, and pulls out a flag, a Dominican Republic flag. And you had to be touched by that. I almost was going to take a picture and post it, but I thought, this lady didn't give me permission to do that. I don't know who she is. But it was a beautiful moment just to watch, Lennon.
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, it's one of those moments where it's a rare moment for an actor to be able to play a character that's so close to who you are. I am Dominican, and so for me, seeing that, seeing my people come to a show and seeing themselves represented on a stage is something that is any actor's dream. You know, you go to the theater, you go to see a movie, and you want to identify with the characters on there. And so to be able to give that to people, and also for a larger audience that maybe may not be Dominican, to invite them into what it's like to be a Dominican American or to be Latino and an American, and inviting them into behind closed doors of what the everyday life is like for us. It's an honor to be able to do that.
Now, I will say a small percent of the show is in Spanish, but it doesn't really matter. You don't need to speak Spanish at all, because you'll understand by the body language, by the emotion, by the context, exactly what these folks are saying. But the problem is, I understand a little Spanish, enough to know that you have to tell me the truth. Is there some cheating going on? I swore that at one point one of the actors or actresses said, "La mamacita gusta mantequilla," or something like that, which means my mother, my little mom, loves butter, I think. And that had nothing to do with anything they were talking about. I mean, they weren't eating butter. Did sometimes some people cheat?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where that's a Dominicanism, and I think that's the beauty of the playwright and his decision to make the play both English and Spanish. You know, it's a play that whether you know Spanish or not, you're going to understand what's on stage, what we're saying. But if you do know Spanish, it makes it a little bit more, it makes it sweeter to watch, because then you're seeing and hearing things that not everybody's going to get. But I hope that doesn't deter people, because there's I was talking with the artistic director, Susan Booth, about this. And there were moments where when she was watching one night that people are teaching each other the language, you know, there's a bridging of culture. And I think that that's just the beauty of the play itself. It doesn't try to hold your hand, but instead it challenges you to come in and really pay attention and listen. And I think that in itself is, if nothing else, that's such an exciting reason to go see live theater.
Indeed, you are absolutely, I totally agree. The Brief, Wondrous Life of Oscar Wao. It's at the Goodman Theater. And Lennon Izquierdo, pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me on.